From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Reed McCollum, reading Skylark 3, the second in the famed Skylark series, by E.E. Doc Smith. Now let's begin with Skylark 3, Chapter 1, Duquesne Goes Traveling. In the innermost private office of Steel, Brookings and Duquesne stared at each other across the massive desk. Duquesne's voice was cold. His black brows were drawn together. "Get this, Brookings, and get it straight. I'm shoving off at 12 o'clock tonight. My advice to you is to lay off Richard Seaton, absolutely. Don't do a thing. Nothing. Understand? Just engrave those two words upon your brain. Hold everything. Keep on holding it until I get back, no matter how long that may be."
"I am very much surprised at your change of front, Doctor. You are the last man I would have expected to be scared off after one engagement."
"Don't be any more of a fool than you have to, Brookings. There is a lot of difference between being scared and knowing when you are simply wasting effort. As you remember, I tried to abduct Mrs. Seaton by picking her off with an attractor from a spaceship. I would have bet that nothing could have stopped me. Well, when they located me, probably with an automatic osnomian emission detector, and heated me red-hot while I was still better than 200 miles up, I knew then and there that they had us stopped. That there was nothing we could do except go back to my plan, abandon the abduction idea, and kill them all. Since my plan would take time, you objected to it, and sent an airplane to drop a 500-pound bomb on them. Airplane, bomb, and all, simply..."